Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
A growing and hungry China is showing an unexpected demand for meat and protein. Stephanie Ho for the USDA has more.
One significant development that will have huge implications for this country is China's strong demand for protein.
This importing meat in China has kind of taken us by surprise.
Fred Gale is with USDA's Economic Research Service. He spoke at the Agricultural Outlook Forum.
Back in 2010, we projected that China would be importing roughly 1 million tons of meat by now. And then 5 years later, we ratcheted that up to about 2 to 3 million tons by now. But they actually imported over 9 million tons last year.
At the same time,
our projections show that China will continue to grow those meat imports up to more than 10 million tons by the end of the projection period. So this is something that's caught us all off guard.
He says a new ERS report is projecting China will be the world's top importer of beef and pork and a significant importer of poultry by the year 2030. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Ethanol production rebounded last week, according to data from the Energy Information Administration and the Renewable Fuels Association. For the week ending on February 26th, ethanol production scaled up about 29% following the prior week lull, or 191,000 barrels per day, to 849,000, the equivalent to 35.6 million gallons daily. Production remained at 21.3% below the same week last year. Meanwhile, ethanol stocks declined 1.6%, which was 10.2% below a year ago. Inventories drew down across the region except for the Midwest. The volume of gasoline supplies to the U.S. market, a measure of implied demand, recovered by 13.1% to 124.9 billion gallons. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here again on Monday.